Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today, I want to talk to you about a lesson I didn't learn for 10 years in entrepreneurship. And honestly, I'm still learning it today. You need to treat yourself like a professional athlete treats themselves, because that's what you are. Just like a professional athlete works out every single day, trains very, very specifically for them. They get very good sleep. They eat the right foods. You need to do the same thing as an entrepreneur. And you need to do so because, like, you are just like, this is, you are, your income is reliant on how well you treat yourself. And I literally threw myself under the bus for years and years and years, grinding, hustling, and not paying attention to any of this stuff, and to a detriment to my own body, to my own mental health. And when I learned this, and when I realized that the more I took care of myself, the more I was able to put hours in, the more I was able to put meaningful hours in, the more my income started to rise, the better I felt, the better husband I was, the better father I was. I just realized, holy shit, I should have learned this a long time ago, John. So I know you got a lot of things to say about nutrition. In fact, here's a little side note. I'm just going to parlay over here. We were picking snacks for our live event in Minneapolis. And one of the options was donuts. And John lost his mind about people at events and donuts. You may have heard John rant on this podcast before. You've never heard John rant about donuts before. All right, I'll throw it to you. But, like, when did you learn this lesson that, like, taking care of yourself and really being deliberate about what you do had a meaningful impact on you as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Look, I think certainly for me, probably the last 3 years, I think have certainly brought a much more focused and intentional approach to this sort of stuff. And I want to, like, add on the start of this episode as well. Like, I mean, people who listen and who are familiar with this, I mean, you might look at this and say, well, you guys don't look like Greek gods or anything like that. Like, I mean, yeah, absolutely. We're not here to pretend like we are perfect examples of this. We're here to tell you, after nearly a combined 20 years of entrepreneurship, this is something we learned the hard way, mm-hmm. both of us. So both of us come from a place where we probably didn't look after ourselves particularly well, particularly in earlier life. And we got to live with the consequences of that. And we're trying to fix that, both of us, and have been working on that. I know Ben works fucking super hard on this stuff from what he tells me. And, it's not about being perfect. It's not about how you look as such. It's about, like, are you trying to improve in these areas? Are you constantly working at making yourself better in these areas? And that's certainly the category I think we both fall into. But yeah, I mean, for me, it's something certainly I got much more intentional about. And treating yourself like a professional athlete is something I 100% get behind. Like, I mean, and not so much that you have to be, you know, physically strong and all of that sort of thing. I mean, I think that's good. But the reality is, as an entrepreneur, your brain and how your brain works, how you think, is incredibly important, right? Incredibly important. The ability to make good quality decisions, the ability to see and recognize opportunities, the ability to focus for long periods of time. These things are, like, you will, if you can improve your ability to do those, for your brain to do those things, you will notice such a massive difference. The ability to have stable moods, right? And not like have your hormones all fucked up. So you're constantly unhappy, then happy, then depressed, then irritated. Like, people go through all of those emotions in the space of hours when, you know, their body is not right, right? Or their system is out of whack. And your brain's ability to do that rests within your physical state. Like, what happens up here, it's just a mix of chemicals, right? It's It's a mix of chemicals and a bit of practice and a bit of habit. The rest of your body determines what's going on up there. And so if you're in poor shape or you're not looking after yourself in a variety of ways, then you are hampering your ability to be a great entrepreneur. I'm not saying that there aren't great entrepreneurs who are incredibly unhealthy. There are for sure, right? But those people would be even more successful. Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experiences of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today. If they were in better shape. So I don't think if you're going to sit there and say, hey, well, I know this guy and he weighs 400 pounds and he's a billionaire. Yeah, great. That's not a reason to say that what we're talking about here is wrong. That's false reasoning. But I think it's just, you know, and particularly in the early stages where you're probably working a job, right? Still, you're doing this on the side. You're going to be putting in more hours than you'd probably like to. And for a period of time, I think that's okay. In the long term, I don't think it's okay. But for periods of time, it's okay. I still do that from time to time when I want to really get something done. If you're looking after yourself, you're able to do things for longer. Like you're able to support that easier if things like, you know, you're sleeping well, your nutrition's on point, you're physically active. Like simple things that we all know we should be doing, right? We all know this. Like you can't be in, 2024 and be under the impression that eating a shit diet is okay. Like in the 80s or the 70s, yeah, the education around this stuff was a lot lower. I could see that people would be like, oh, I should eat all these processed foods because they're cheap and easy to get, blah, blah, blah. You can't be there in 2024. I'm sorry. You just can't. You're sticking your head under a rock if you think you can. You don't have that excuse. And so if you really want to be successful, I think you've really got to focus on this stuff. And we can go into some of what this stuff is for us, I guess. But I think the trap that a lot of people fall into, and this is where I fell into early on, was like, oh, I just need to get more successful at business and then I'll focus on that stuff.
That's what I did, yeah.
Yeah. And so this... And like, where is this, the when I'm successful? Like, because what you'll find is it just keeps getting pushed back and pushed back and you're not quite there yet and you're not quite there yet and you're not quite there yet. So you keep focusing on doing the business stuff to the detriment of doing the personal work and it keeps getting pushed back. And then you find, and this is what happened to me, you find you're 3 or 4 years in and you've been hustling so hard on your business that you've let yourself go. And then continuing to do your business starts to feel harder and harder and harder. The people you have relationships with will notice this. They'll be like, oh, you're really stressed all the time. You're snappy. You're irritable. You're not a joy to be around. And you're like, well, I'm making money. And they're like, oh, I don't give a fuck. You're an asshole, right? Good for you and your money, but like, who cares? Because you don't seem like a great person at this point in time. Do you know what I mean? And that's the result of that. All I need to do is push really hard now to make the money and I'll worry about me later. It's tempting, but it's a trap. It's better to sacrifice a little bit of the business progress now to make time for you or sacrifice other things in your life. You know, if you're, you know, Netflix, whatever it is, giving up a bit of time elsewhere. I think this is something you have to be selfish about.
I think this is what we talk about when we say entrepreneurship is going to change you, right? Like inevitably, you're going to have to come to this realization. If John and I can help you realize it sooner, you're only going to go farther and that's going to alienate other people, right? If you're not used to eating this way with your family and you want to change it, you're going to run into objections from your family as well to adjust the way you eat to, you know, God forbid with kids, man, like snacks like that. That's all they want, right? And like, just loaded with sugar and seed oils and just like it's hard to change the kids off that stuff if I'm honest with you, having gone through that. And so look, your boy used to be 400 plus pounds. 20% of that is gone. I'm still on my way down. I'm still working through this, but I did a lot of damage in the process getting to 400 plus. And yeah, did I build some cool businesses? Great. And I bet you're like, man, I wish I could do that. I wanted to do that too. And then I sat back and was like, holy shit, I'm in really bad shape. My testosterone was incredibly low. I was having these giant mood swings where I'm, you know, I asked my wife, I was not a pleasant human, really like a week, a month, you know, kind of like a period, I guess. It was bad. I would go through these huge roller coaster valleys mentally, and let alone being 400 plus pounds. It doesn't feel great. You don't feel great as a human. You don't feel great in your joints. You don't sleep well. And just like, it's amazing how it took so long for me to relate that these inputs become an output, right? And so like the better I take care of myself, like picture an athlete who's just like, they're in whatever sport you follow. And they were like, well, I'm just going to eat like shit. Like, how long are they going to be in that stage? They're not going to be there. They're not going to be part of the best in the world unless they take care of themselves, or they train a very specific way. They get their sleep, they work on their mental health. And so, you know, it took me a lot of years to like even start going down this path. And by no means am I where I want to be. But I really wish I would have found it sooner. I hope somebody listening to this goes, you know what? You're right. Like I could lay off these snacks, or I could eat more real foods. I could lay off the seed oils and the sugar. I could actually go to the gym every week. I could, you know, and for me, that took hiring a trainer, by the way. Elliot Rome forced me to hire a trainer. And that's the only reason I go to the gym still to this day. I hate it, but I show up for Garrett is his name. I show up for Garrett when I won't show up for myself. Right. And so sometimes you have to find ways to put things in front of you. And man, I didn't know how this podcast would go over. I hope somebody listening to it is just like, oh, I get it. Like I get that I need to take care of myself in order to take care of others. And in order to be the best entrepreneur I could be, even if that isn't the long hours John described, even if it is only the 2 hours you have every day, wouldn't you want to be at 100% for those 2 hours rather than be at, you know, 75% because you ate some Reese's peanut butter cups last night and you got 4 hours of sleep? I think I would choose the 100% for 2 hours than, you know, 60% for 4 hours, staying up till 2 a.m. kind of thing, personally.
Yeah. I reckon if I talk to somebody who is trying to launch a business, trying to build a business, and they were finding that a struggle to show up and do that, or to focus and do that, almost 100%, it's not going to come back to something that's like wrong with them or like an inbuilt inability to do that, or that, you know, they're not capable of completing the tasks, like because the tasks are too hard or they're not intelligent enough. Honestly, you're going to bring it back almost certainly to a lifestyle factor. Right? Like maybe that person doesn't get enough sleep. Maybe that person, it's a combination of things, right? I think sleep, as a lot of smart people say, sleep is the lead domino. And I 100% believe that. I think if your sleep is out the window and like nothing else is going to come together. Like if you don't get enough sleep, like it's, you know, I think the statistic is you are going to, on average, overeat by 440 calories the next day, right? Just because if you don't have enough sleep, you can't make good decisions, right? Now, that plays into the field of what you eat and how you move and things like that. But if you don't get enough sleep, that you cannot make good decisions the next day is going to be in your business, right? So you've got to make decisions about where you're going to spend money, how you're going to reply to suppliers, how you're going to deal with customers, who you're going to hire, when you're going to hire. Like you've got to make all these decisions. As a business owner, as a business leader, your number one skill almost is the ability to make decisions, right? Because nobody's going to make decisions for you, which niche to go into, right? Like big decisions. So if you're not sleeping well, you're automatically putting yourself at a deficit when it comes to doing those things. And yes, I get it. There'll be somebody out there who's listening going, well, I've got little kids and I've just had a baby and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that sucks. Trust me. I've had kids the whole way through my entrepreneurial journey. It's hard. And there's no getting around that. Like you're just going to go through a period where you don't get enough sleep if you're in that situation, but know that it's going to get better. And when it does get better and they sleep more, you have to start sleeping more as well, or getting better quality sleep. You know, it's not always time. Sometimes it's quality. And yes, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes into getting better quality sleep. And yes, for some people, it's not easy. You know, if you've suffered with insomnia, then that's hard to deal with. I get it. None of this stuff is easy. But the rewards from making progress, and that's the most important thing. Like I say, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to look amazing. You don't have to be able to, you know, squat 500 pounds or something like that. Like, that's not the point. The point is that you make progress. If you can, like in business, is if you can get to the end of the day and said, you know, I made progress in these areas, then it was a good day. Good. That's all you need to do. You achieved the goal. You know, go and get some rest. Next day, just try and do things a little bit better. That was a good day. Some days, you go backwards a little bit. That was a bad day. Reload and do it the next day.
You sound like my friend Scott. So Scott DeMoulin, he was the first master trainer for Tony Robbins. He helped him create Business Mastery. He's a friend of mine. And he pulled me aside to do a one-on-one. I forget what he called it. But we really had to pull out your values. And it was him asking me a million questions. And one of my values actually is health. And I was scared to actually say it in the room because I don't embody health, right? Like, I'm still working through that challenge myself. And when we pulled it out, I didn't want to say it because I wasn't there yet. And it's such a common thing to I'll be happy when. We do it in business and we do it with this treat yourself like an athlete too. To John's point, John just nailed this. If you can wake up every day and say, I experience health when I blank. It could just be like when I drink a half a gallon of water that I've designated. I experience health when I did that. I experience health when I went for a walk today. I experience health because I went to the gym today. The more you can say I'm happy right now and experience those values, I guarantee everyone listening to this has a health as a value, whether they want that to be a value or not. They might not be living it. They might feel incongruent, but it's there. And the more you can experience these things and do, like John said, get 1% better every day. That's how you're going to continue to improve. And you will see the outputs of this. If you don't, I will be genuinely shocked. If you don't improve your diet to eating more real foods, to moving more every day, whatever that looks like for you, and you don't start feeling better, I'll be genuinely shocked. You know, we have a few friends, Brian Angel, I think, he wants to come talk again in Salt Lake City. Maybe this is what he could talk about. He is fascinated by movement. He owns InMovement.com, and he believes in this stuff wholeheartedly. I'm a huge fan of Mike Dolce, if that's your thing. If you like being yelled at by a 47-year-old guy who is in the best shape of his life and tells you how it is for real. I actually have a few consulting calls with him, and maybe I'd burn one to have him on here. If you guys like this stuff and you want to hear guests around the health and nutrition and the aspect of it that you genuinely are, the inputs you put in are the outputs you're going to get back out on the health side of things. I think John would love to rant on this. I think we could easily have some guests on here. We've given away products at our live events around this stuff. And so if you relate to this in any way, shape or form, first off, please start making those changes yourself. You will see the results. And two, we're happy to talk more about this stuff. We love mindset. We love this. This is the journey that I'm personally on. And so I could talk about this all day, even though, you know, certainly not an expert. And I don't want to judge people. But if this interests you, please leave a comment on Spotify, on YouTube, wherever you are. All the trolls out there that are definitely making the comments the other way, please keep leaving those too. That makes John and I laugh. They have some great comments about this stuff. So we appreciate all of you. If you want to hear more of this, as always, leave a comment, leave a review, let us know this, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.